Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from February the 6th, or pardon me, February the 4th, 2022. Looked at the time down there. February the 4th, 2022. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at yesterday's performance, pretty much most of the indices were in negative territory. The only thing in positive territory was crude oil, up over 2%. From there, we saw leading the way to the downside was the NASDAQ composite, down 3.74%, followed by the Russell 1000. Down almost 2.5% there. In most cases, when we take a look at U.S. equity charts, we saw a reversal down into a bit of an exhale. But when we take a look at the chart first here of crude oil, we saw it move above 90, reaches that level for the first time in over 7 years. So continuing to see crude oil charge higher here, reaching almost overbought territory, sitting at 81%. So at the moment, maybe as far as crude oil exposure goes, we might look for a pullback, but overall continued to charge higher. On U.S. equity front, as we noted, most U.S. equity charts moved into a column of O's. The one hit the hardest was the NASDAQ composite. This is that 100-point per box chart, that long-term 100-point per box chart. With yesterday's action, we saw a reversal down it to 1390. Still have support here at 13300 as well as 13100 as well on the chart of NASDAQ composite. In many cases, the negative action we saw yesterday was sparked first by the report of earnings of Meta Platform following Wednesday's action, pardon me. And we saw it trade lower after market and really open up lower on Wednesday morning, or pardon me, Thursday morning. When we take a look at the chart this morning, we saw a reversal down into O's yesterday, moved to 236, broke the triple bottom here. We also took out support here. If you look further back, it dates originally back to September of this year in this high 240 level as it moved down to 236. So in addition to violating the trend line here and dropping that attribute, it reversed down into a column of O's on its PRS chart. And from there, we also saw it give a market relative strength sell signal for the first time since giving a buy signal back in November of 2012. So very first time since 2012 that we've seen Facebook or Meta Platform, rather FFB, on a market relative strength sell signal. So that ultimately has led to Facebook to become a zero for fiver and one. Then when we think about attributes, that's what we would generally avoid is those zero for fivers. But the next one we'll take a look at, these were some stocks that were impacted. Actually, we'll take a quick step back here to Meta. And when we look at this, you have to look down to 228 as well as 208 for support on the default chart. So just some additional support levels to keep in mind at this point, being this highly oversold. Long-term holders and the drop in the attribute, long-term holders may look for a bounce to go ahead and step away from their exposure, depending on their cost basis and what they feel they can realize as far as taxable gains go. Just wanted to touch on that briefly as it's traded well into oversold territory, minus 157%. It's an extreme level, could see a potential for a bounce here. So keep an eye out for that bounce if you are looking to exit Facebook. The next three stocks we'll take a look at were ones impacted by the report earnings of Facebook. We actually saw Snap report earnings yesterday as well. It failed to break this triple bottom here at 28, now falls down to 25, one of the lowest levels we've seen in quite some time. Generally speaking, Snap has been one that many have avoided for some time. You may get a trade out of it, a short-term trade out of it as it rallies back. But generally speaking, Snap is a zero for fiver and one that we would look to avoid. And it's also the last ranking stock in the internet sector matrix. The next one will be Twitter. We'd actually seen Twitter rally pretty significantly off of its recent lows here at 33, along with Netflix, and push higher. But with yesterday's action, we saw it reverse down into a column of O's here at 34. It didn't break and give another sell signal. Still technically remains on this triple bottom sell signal that broke here at 41. And again, similar to Snap, we saw quite a bit of breakdown in the latter part of last year. So most would probably generally avoid Twitter. You may get a short-term trade out of it like you could have here recently. But overall, Twitter is one that we would still generally avoid as long-term holding. The very last one we'll take a look at is going to be Pinterest, symbol PINS. It too is a zero for fiver and has a lot of similar has some similarities to looking at the chart of Snap as well as Twitter. When you saw this breakdown in the latter part of last year, it's continued to break down. At this point, PAN has given five consecutive sell signals, pardon me, with the most recent being the double bottom break here at 25 with yesterday's action. So PAN is another one along with Twitter and Snap that, generally speaking, it's probably been avoided if it's been a holding or is still a holding. At this point, we see supply is in control. And when you look at the fact that it's giving consecutive sell signals, or you're seeing your chart give a sell signal or a notable breakdown, those are signs that we would look to go ahead and step away or avoid those positions, especially if we've seen a series of breakdowns such as that as we have on pins. As always, if you have any questions about a particular chart you may be looking at, feel free to give the Dorsey Bat Analyst team a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice weekend.